All right, I'm losing my mind. Okay, I'm watching this fucking bar. Okay, I'm watching this audio level bar on my computer. Give me like 2 seconds. Let me show you what's going on here. I'm gonna have this small ass podcast today because I am having technical difficulties. I want you to listen to this.
Welcome back
to the 24's
podcast.
No. Shut up. That's not it. That's not what I want you to hear. This is what I want you to hear.
Oh, God. I'm fucking watching you.
Sorry. That was me three Terrible minutes ago.
To start the podcast and probably a great way to end my podcasting career.
Listen to this. That's me 3 minutes ago. Fucking listen to this garbage. Listen, I want you to listen to this.
Hold on. Listen to this garbage. Birds and 10 touchdowns as a rookie. God knows
who. That's right. I'm fucking cooking. Because Cousins
got hurt like halfway through the season.
Listen to this. Cook!
So they are probably juiced up on him.
Cook 24.
Is Jordan Addison.
You cook.
Justin Jefferson. I don't think so. But at the exact same time, he played like a top 10 guy this year.
You're like, what is he doing?
Jordan Addison was awesome.
What's going on?
He didn't have 1,000 yards, but he had 10 touchdowns, which is awesome.
What's happening to the audio? What is happening? What's going on? What happened to the fucking audio? I have sat here.
What's going on with my mic? It keeps on, like.
What's going on with the fucking audio? What is going on? I've been sitting here for almost a fucking hour trying to record this fucking podcast, and every single fucking time I try to record this podcast, I get audio technical difficulties. My wire won't work. My microphone won't work. I couldn't find the files for like 5 fucking minutes.
Right
now, my files are organized on my computer's finder. Won't find them. I want to go to sleep. I have assignments that are due in the morning. I have to finish this huge fucking massive assignment. We got shit to do!
Tomorrow. I don't have time. I have to wake up early in the morning to work out.
Wake up early in the morning!
Bullshit.
Fix it!
I've never had these audio technical difficulties before in my entire life.
Never had it.
It's just difficulty after difficulty. I should be done.
Technical difficulties.
I'm 24. This is my podcast. 24's podcast.
Great intro. 10 out of 10.
I've recorded this podcast now 3 times. And
that was the 4th time. That right there, to give you a little bit of inception, to give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtains, if you will, to tell you what's been going on for the last hour and a half. I've had to record this podcast 4 times in a row.
Technically, it looks like this is the 5th time.
That was me recording and reacting to a previous recording of me looking at the monitor and being like, is the audio okay? Is the audio okay?
No, it's not okay. I'm losing my mind. It is midnight. I want to go to sleep. I have an assignment that is due on Wednesday, but I have to take out a huge chunk of it tonight. The plan was to record the podcast 2 hours ago, and I've been sitting here waiting. I can't even get into the zone of podcasting. I could just bitch and moan and give you an excuse and be like, technical difficulties. Let me just not record a podcast. Oh my God, what a fucking joke. I'm losing my mind. Nothing makes me annoyed more than technical difficulties, and I've experienced a lot of them tonight. Oh boy, let me push through. Let me talk about it. Let me not technical difficulties. Let me talk about sports. And I don't know how much longer I can record without it breaking on me. So I'm going to try and make this kind of quick here. I'll only give you like a couple of minutes because, and then I'll figure it out because I'm like, I just don't want to have to play with this thing all night long. Excuse me. And I can't monitor it because I don't have two monitors. So I can't like have it on, I can't like look at it and have a bunch of other information. It's like it's kind of the bad thing about the new setup is like I just have my laptop closed all the time and I don't have a second monitor. So I can't actually see like what's going on and things of that nature, but that's fine. Oh boy. Talked about the Super Bowl pretty much for 2 hours over the last week. I don't really have anything else to say about it besides, I guess, the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, the star wide receiver, is thinking about, like, has kind of put it out that he may or may not be a 49er long term, which to me is kind of fascinating because, and I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the phrase and the quotes and things of that nature that were coming out were essentially right after the Super Bowl, so, you know, he may not have been in the right frame of mind. He may have been, like, super sad that he just lost the biggest game of his career. But he does have a right to be annoyed and shocked and disappointed. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but it's just like I'm just saying he may not have been in his right frame of mind. So, he wants Brandon Ayuk potentially has said that he wants to move on to another team that can allow him to win a Super Bowl. I don't know how legitimate that is, again, but he's easily the best wide receiver on the team. It's not even close. He has 1,300 yards. Deebo Samuel has 800. Deebo Samuel is missing 500 yards currently in regards to Brandon Ayuk. I think that Brandon will remain a Niner long term. I think Deebo Samuel will inevitably leave. He signed for this year and next year, and then 2026, you can void and you can kind of get out of that contract. He's pretty much on the books for nothing. He turns like 30, 31 in and around that time as well. He's an old receiver, and the way he plays is just not very good. He plays running back for Christ's sakes at times. But Deebo Samuel is probably on his way out. Brandon Ayuk is probably on his way in. Also, Deebo Samuel is getting paid like $28 million this year, so we'll see what happens, but probably this next year will probably be the Niners' best shot, I think. But this year's season, the 2024 season, is going to be the Niners' best shot at a Super Bowl, I think. And then they're going to have to make some hard decisions because Brock Purdy is going to be in his third year, and it's just like, well, do you sign Brock Purdy to a long-term extension, or do you kind of wait it out? We'll see. Before I had a crap ton of technical difficulties, I was also talking about Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota has a lot of decisions that they need to make in regards to the quarterback position and the wide receiver position. Justin Jefferson, there's this interesting report that came out. Justin Jefferson reportedly wants to know what the quarterback situation for the Vikings is before he makes a long-term commitment, but the Vikings do not want to fully guarantee Kirk Cousins' contract, which is kind of a sticking point in the contract negotiations and in the conversations, which it's kind of like a good old-fashioned Texas standoff. It's like neither side kind of wants to move off their spot here, and a lot of things are kind of happening here that are important. It's like you kind of need Justin Jefferson if you're Minnesota, right? He's your best player. But here's the thing. Minnesota has had this weird, like, history with wide receivers. Randy Moss and Stephon Diggs, and now even Justin Jefferson. Like, they have these top-flight, awesome receivers, but their quarterback situation is not great right now. And especially with Justin, right? Like, Justin is smart enough, contract-wise and business-wise, to see that the Vikings, they don't really want Kirk Cousins. They want to move off of Kirk. They don't like Kirk Cousins, and they've been signaling that they don't like him and want to move off of him for the last couple of years. But very intelligently, Justin Jefferson is like, okay, what's your What's your actual plan? What's your plan? And the Vikings are like, we kind of don't have a plan. We're kind of just winging this thing. And we were just, you know, we're trying, Justin. And Justin is right to be like, there is no fucking trying. I'm like, you guys have done nothing in the last couple of years. You guys have threatened to get rid of Danielle Hunter. You guys have gotten rid of Dalvin Cook, who was the best running back on the team and who got, I think, like over 1,000 yards in the final year that he was here. You drafted another wide receiver, kind of signaling a little bit that you're fine with trading me. And the other wide receiver was Jordan Addison, who had an amazing rookie year, 911 yards, with question marks at quarterback because, again, Kirk Cousins got hurt early on in the season. But he had just inconsistency at quarterback, and he was able to get 911 yards and 10 touchdowns, which is fantastic, even if he had Kirk. And so Minnesota is thinking, once again, like with what happened with Randy Moss and Stephon Diggs and now Justin Jefferson, they're like, well, shit, we have a replacement for this guy, or we have a different strategy, or we can move off of this guy, and da-da-da-da-da. It's like Minnesota has just extraordinarily great luck with drafting wide receivers, and it's just like, just pick one. Just pick one guy. You guys get all the awesome receivers. You had Stephon Diggs. You had Randy Moss. You have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. It's just like, just pick one. You're probably going to have to move off of Jordan Addison at some point in time, but like, we'll cross that bridge on another day. If you're not going to move off of, like, if their strategy is long term, we will have Jordan Addison as our top tier wide receiver, and we're going to move off of Justin. Do it now. Do it now. Because Caleb Williams is in the draft with Drake May and Jaden Daniels and all the boys. Or realistically, do it now with the aspect of, we're going to get next year's first, a top tier draft pick next year, right? So that way we can get Shedeur Sanders, who's probably going to be a top 10 player in his respective draft. But this whole, like, we don't have a strategy, but we know we want to move off of this player that will help us win games, to me is absurd. It's like, if you're going to make these huge decisions, make incremental moves, you know? Like, you just can't be like, hey, we want to build a new cruise ship, right? Or excuse me, we know we want to build a new cruise ship, right? Because our cruise ship is outdated. It's outmoded. We want essentially something like the Icon of the Seas, the new Carnival cruise liner, right? This new mega ship that's literally as big as the Empire State Building. We want something like that, but we have no idea how to get there, but we're going to blow up our current cruise ship because we know that our little dinghy isn't functioning or isn't getting the job done. We can't have 7,000 people aboard this little dinghy. We got to make a play. So we're just going to blow it up. And then the next question is, okay, then what are your steps to building the Icon of the Seas? And they're like, we don't know. Just like, well, like, do you not see the problem? I see the problem. Everybody sees the problem. But Vikings, they just seem to not have a plan in place, or they really seem to not be able to put whatever plan they have in action and in motion. And it's just like, guys, like, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Gotta do something. Anything. My God.
I'm tired. Vikings are in a weird spot with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. Speaking of another wide receiver just hold situation with T. Higgins. T. Higgins will be franchise tagged, I think, again this year. The interesting thing about T. Higgins is, I mentioned this earlier on this season when I said, like, and this is before, obviously, Joe Burrow got hurt. I said, this is an interesting situation for the Cincinnati Bengals because they're kind of gambling, right? They're gambling that with T. Higgins because you're inevitably going to have to let him go, and he's inevitably going to have to go to a different team. But the interesting thing I thought last season in and around this time when the question of franchise tagging T. Higgins was kind of being broached, I was like, if you're going to tag him, it's an interesting decision because it's like Kansas City kind of is vulnerable here because they don't really have any top-tier playmakers on the team, obviously, besides Patrick Mahomes. And you obviously, as the Bengals, are kind of loaded. You have a really good secondary, some really, really nice pass rushers, an awesome linebacker, awesome wide receivers, awesome offense as a whole, right? And the threat of the Bengals is always present with Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. And so it makes a lot of sense to have and retain T. Higgins and to continue forward with him, right? Last season, but Joe Burrow gets hurt and it throws a wrench into their plans. And it looks like this season they're going to go further with T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. But I think Jamar Chase is up for a contract extension, but they have too many things on their plate right now. They're probably not going to extend Jamar, especially with T. Higgins being franchise tagged. It's kind of like the writing is on the wall that it's kind of like, we're on a one-year rental with T. Higgins. We're kind of just going to use him and then lose him type of situation, and we kind of don't really care about his career. But am I back? That is why I'm ending the podcast. Like, I was like, for some weird reason, it was fine for like 16 minutes, and then I like glance away for like half a second, and then boom, no audio. But I'm about to end the podcast here before I literally snap my very expensive computer in half. But I'll finish my thought on T. Higgins, and then I'll peace out. T. Higgins, awesome receiver, especially for the Bengals and with Joe Burrow. We'll kind of see what happens long term. I think this is probably his final year in Cincinnati, and then the question kind of becomes, like, where does he go? Does Kansas City potentially make a play for him, especially if he doesn't win again, if the Bengals win again, which is a possibility because of Patrick and how awesome Patrick is. But Cincinnati kind of has its work cut out for them when it comes to some of their huge contract players, because Joe is obviously going to take up a lot of money after being extended last season. And Jamar Chase is going to take up more money. You can't have both. You can't have T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. And we'll kind of see what happens long term. Sorry that this podcast was so short and for the technical difficulties. I'm just very annoyed with the technical difficulties. And I'll figure it out long term. But literally these issues started to happen tonight. And I just saw it kind of blink again. I'm peacing out for tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. 24's Podcast.